WMFO Medford music right there from Iceland's Fufanu. Great new single called Top of the Queens. It's an outtake from the band's latest album, Sports, which was released in February of this year. Up ahead of that, one of my favorite songs of the year. It just came out, but I also love this band a lot. Buffalo Tom. Track I've been playing a lot on this show and not on this show. Track called All Be Gone. That's from the Boston band's upcoming album, Quiet and Peace, out March 2nd. Those guys will be at the Paradise Rock Club Friday, April 20th. And so will I. And so will my better half. And hopefully so will you. Up ahead of that, Ben Miller Band. Great, great, great single. It's the first single from the Missouri band's upcoming album, Choke Cherry Tree. I played you a track called Akira Kurosawa. Choke Cherry Tree is out January 26th on New West Records. And as you know, or maybe you don't, you probably do, Kurosawa, legendary Japanese director, is a main influence on George Lucas and his vision of Star Wars. How appropriate. Up ahead of that, Nirvana, Sliver, a single released from their collection of demos, B-sides, and outtakes, and covers. The album's called Incesticide. It was released 25 years ago yesterday, released on December 14th, 1992. Happy birthday, Incesticide, 25 years. My goodness. Typhoon up ahead of that. Great new music from Typhoon. Darker. It's the second single from the Oregon Band's upcoming album, Offerings. It's out January 20th via Roll Call Records. Their tour kicks off January 10th in Salt Lake City, and they'll be here in Boston Thursday, January 25th at Paradise Rock Club. And you can go to their website, wearetyphoon.com, for all tickets and info. All right, my friends, it is the top of the hour, which means only one thing. It's time for the WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week. Every week I pick out a song that I really loved, and I post about it on Music Savage, and I post about it on the WMFO blog, and then I play it on the Music Savage Show. This week I picked a track from an up-and-coming Irish band called The Academic. If you follow Music Savage and you listen to the show, and you should do both on a regular basis, you know that we are big fans of The Academic. So here is great new music from the band, The Song of the Week.
like to be the president.
Oh, yeah.
So I can show you how your money. I know what I'm talking about.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
I know you're waking for the CIA. They wouldn't have you in the mafia.
Did you catch the theme there? There was a theme. I'm sure you caught it. War. Ending that set. Why Can't We Be Friends? Title track from the Long Beach, California band's... what was this album? This is the seventh album. Wow. Released in 1975. That was a while back. The White Stripes up ahead of that. Why Can't You Be Nicer to Me? That's from the duo's second album, D-Style, released in 2000. Buzzcocks, Why Can't I Touch It? Taken from the band's 2003 compilation album called Inventory. The Cure up ahead of that, Why Can't I Be You? And that is from their album, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, released back in May 25th, 1987. They have a huge 40th anniversary show in London at Hyde Park next year. It's Saturday, July 7th, to be exact. And they have a 120-minute set, and so many amazing bands are going to be playing as well. But it's The Cure's 40th anniversary. Man, I hope they come back to the States next year to celebrate with all of us as well. And kicking off that set with the WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week from The Academic, Why Can't We Be Friends? It's a fantastic new single from the Irish band's upcoming debut album, Tales from the Backseat. It's out January 12th. Their first U.S. headlining tour kicks off February 13th in Washington, D.C., and they'll be here in Boston Saturday, February 17th at Great Scott. These guys are on the fast track to being a big deal, and you should check them out. So head over to the Academic's Facebook page to find all tickets and information. But again, they'll be here Saturday, February 17th at Great Scott, and their album Tales from the Backseat comes out January 12th. If you want to hear that WMFO Song of the Week again, or any of my songs of the week, you can head over to the blog and you can head over to Music Savage and check it out. And there's a little tag that says Song of the Week, and that'll bring you to all of my earlier songs of the week. All right, Music Savage Show is rolling along. I decided I wanted to play some Beatles covers. Covers show, if you will, I suppose. I played the Shovels and Rope Busted Jukebox earlier, and now I'm going to get into a bunch of Beatles covers because of this new track from Elbow, which kicks off this set of Beatles covers.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. Golden answers away to get back home. Answers away to get back home. Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby. I will sing a lullaby.
She's not a girl who misses much.
She's well acquainted with the touch of a velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
Yeah.
I liked that set a lot. That was a Beatles covers set for no particular reason. Just wanted to play some Beatles covers. That was The Wedding Present doing Getting Better, and that is off of the album George Best Plus, a 1997 re-release of 1987's album George Best. Up ahead of that, Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs and Your Bird Can Sing from the musician's first collaborative album together, Under the Covers, Volume 1, released back in 2006. Susie and the Banshees, can't have a Beatles cover set without Susie and the Banshees' Dear Prudence, and that's off the 1992 compilation album Twice Upon the Singles. Originally, that is found on the band's 1983 release called Nocturne. Travis, up ahead of that, Lovely Rita, taken from the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band 40th Anniversary BBC Broadcast Album. That was released back in 2007. Sgt. Pepper's turned 50. 50 years old, and it can still kick and stretch. Turned 50 on May 26th. The Black Keys, She Said, She Said. And that appears on the Ohio Band's debut album, The Big Come Up, released in 2002. The Breeders, another song you cannot have in a Breeders cover, Breeders, Beatles cover set. Happiness is a Warm Gun, and that is off of their 1990 debut album, Pod. And kicking off the set with brand new music from Elbow, Golden Slumbers, the name of this song. And that beautiful cover of the Beatles song appears on their recently released album, Best Of, which includes singles from all of Elbow's albums, seven studio albums to be exact. And it's really great, and that song is featured on it. All right, the Music Savage Show is winding down. All good Music Savage shows must come to an end, I suppose. Let's get back into it. Today would have been a favorite musician of mine's 40th birthday, David Lamb of Brown Bird. He is sorely missed. I love this band, and I'm going to play something from Brown Bird now on David Lamb's birthday. Enjoy Music Savage Show.
One, two, three, four. There's a fundamental flow made of truths known and unknown, made of lies, both petty. It provides a sense of place, a state of pain, a state of grace. And I got one foot planted firmly on this ground. And though I've sown my seed sincerely since you came into my life, I do fear past indiscretions have come around. Like this predicament we're in, a kind of karma for my sins, entwined with testimony to the sailor weathering the storm, thirsty seed soaked in the aftermath of flood. A few more scars from facing fate, a racehorse entering the gate, a little wiser about the course we've got to run. When the storm it does subside, this flood of roller coaster rides will lick the wounds and learn to live with this new blood. On the other side of tears, we'll build our strength and face our fears and hit the ground on every race that's yet to come. We'll hit the ground on every race that's yet to come. There are landmines buried on the road to our home. Fear and loathing, self-pity and stone, though our steps be guided by.
Probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Had a bear.